For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. Boone County is starting a new ad campaign to boost confidence in the vaccine, targeted specifically at vulnerable populations, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. The Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department is working with a local agency to release videos, advertisements, radio ads, and other forms of media. The department will also hold at least two public forums, which will be focused on encouraging people from the Black and Spanish-speaking populations to take the vaccine. According to a poll by the Missouri Hospital Association, Black Missourians are among the most skeptical that the vaccine will be distributed fairly. Other polls suggest Black populations may be more skeptical about getting the vaccine in general. The Kansas City Police Department is proposing new policies on use of force during large demonstrations and public gatherings. The proposed policy would limit officers' use of tear gas. It also requires officers to create a buffer zone between them and protesters, and prohibits officers from intentionally escalating confrontations. Chief Rick Smith presented the First Amendment Protected Activities policy yesterday to the Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners. No official action was taken. The policy comes after police were criticized for using tear gas and other means to disperse crowds during social justice protests last summer. A behavioral health organization is shutting down its residential treatment facility in Webster Groves following an FBI raid and arrests of three employees on suspicion of child abuse. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Great Circle didn't explain what prompted the shutdown, but said in a news release that the closure will allow us to fully focus on other important work we do in St. Louis and around the state. Great Circle is Missouri's largest provider of residential treatment for children with developmental delays or behavioral challenges. It has 13 residential facilities. Police reports show the arrests were on January 21st. The snow, ice, and bitter cold gripping Missouri has delayed people from coronavirus vaccinations, including those who signed up for mass inoculation events that had been scheduled for this week. The governor's office says it's trying to reschedule the National Guard run events, but that registrants should seek vaccinations elsewhere in the meantime. The cancellations followed a storm that dumped several inches of snow in much of the state and sent temperatures plunging below zero, including in Kansas City, where it was 9 degrees below on Tuesday, a new record for the date. The state also reported 481 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 3 new deaths from the disease, pushing its pandemic totals to over 472,000 cases and 7,458 deaths. Nationally, the snow has also caused delays in vaccine delivery. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.